Welcome to Ostentatious, ladies and gentlemen, and please join me in a round of applause for the singers you heard earlier and also for our wonderful musicians, Oliver Izard and Dylan Townley. Now, Ostentatious is an improvised show, and if you don't know what that means we are making it up as we go along. We have no set plot, dialogue, or characters. All that we know is that we will be telling a story in the style of Jane Austen based on one of your title suggestions. And now, before we begin the story, please join me once again in welcoming to the stage an esteemed Jane Austen scholar, Dr. Sam Patton.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen of the Savoy Theatre. It is wonderful for you to see me here tonight. We are here, of course, to celebrate Jane Austen. She sends her apologies for not being here tonight. She is very long dead. Jane, of course, we know as a wonderful writer, woman, we think, and prize-winning bear wrestling champion of Hampshire. She was the prize-winning holder of that accolade up until 1819, which is all the more impressive given she had been dead for 2 years. And tonight we are, of course, here to celebrate her wonderful novels. She wrote 6 beautiful, beautiful works, Pride and Prejudice and the others. All of them beloved by many people, but especially by me. And I am thrilled tonight to reveal to you all that after days, hours of completely unverified research, I can now confirm that Jane Austen did not write 6 novels. Not 6, not 7, not 8, but 9. 183 complete novels. That woman must have been on fire to write so fast. And thrillingly tonight, we will be revealing to you one of those lost works, one of the lost works of Jane Austen. Now, I know we have hundreds of fans of Jane in with us this evening, and you have been writing down the titles of the works that you would so love to see this evening. So in a moment, I shall be asking you to yell out some of those titles of the works you love so. I want to thank you all for doing that very, very much indeed. We are very excited. We can only perform one. Please stop asking us to do them all. We don't want to die too. So if we could have the house lights up, please, please feel free to yell out, perhaps starting as all good religious folks should, up here at the top, if you would yell out the title of a novel you would like to see this evening. One of my absolute favourites, Vengeance and Vulnerability. This is seminal Jane. She's got the and thing in the middle, which she loved. Got a bit of alliteration. Wonderful. This is a sordid tale, far too bloody to do on the stage, more like Jacobean tragedy. Vengeance starts with a killing, and there's a killing every page for 900 pages. Vulnerability, it's really just all the people that get murdered. And they were vulnerable, and now they're dead. Wonderful novel, thank you, it's supreme. May I have from the stalls, please, another of your titles? You may have to repeat that. I missed the first word.
Imogen and Eleanor and the birthday surprise.
Thank you so much for spending so much time writing. Imogen and Eleanor and the Birthday Surprise. This, again, fantastic novel. One of her earlier works, written when she was an adolescent, so, for want of a better term, quite horny. The Birthday Surprise is, of course, revealed from within a cake. It is the local parson who's so keen to please his congregation that he gets buck naked, except obviously for the dog collar, he's not an animal, and just bursts forth from the cake. His career is ruined, but everybody else's night is pretty sweet. A wonderful novel, thank you very much indeed. May we have one more from anywhere?
Sex and sexuality.
Speaking of her early horny years, sir. Sex and sexuality. This was one of her more avant-garde works. Really quite risque. It stars a character called Anna, and we believe Anna to be a woman at the beginning. That is how she's been brought up, but she's wonderfully gender fluid. The only pronoun used is they. It is an incredibly advanced, beautiful work about being true to oneself and whatever you believe yourself to be. It is stunning. Thank you very much. Absolutely no sex in it, surprisingly. One more, please, from up here. I'm going to fall down. I heard Mansfield Jurassic Park. Yes, the Jurassic novels of Jane Austen, very, very popular indeed. We have performed several of them in the past. Unfortunately, as the series goes on, really the integrity of the stories gets weaker and weaker. The later ones are absolutely awful. Very hot lead characters, but I mean, really, the writing is dreadful. So we won't do them. We'll just spare you all. Someone else? I love you all, but now don't speak at once or Jane will get angry. I heard something to do with Brexit. Go on. Brexit and Leggett. Yes. Now, as you may imagine, Jane wrote a lot of Brexit novels. A lot. This in spite of her being alive, actually before we'd even Brentranced. But there we are. She wrote an awful lot of them. They were all searing political diatribe. Absolutely fantastic work. You're right to yell it out. Leggett, actually, is about a foreign minister who realises what he's done and just leaves the country. Somewhat ironically, but it's okay, because when British people leave the country, they're expats. Everybody else is an immigrant. Wonderful work. One more. What was that, sir? Oh, wow, yes, it is a good one. Yes, Satan's Brunch from a Man, I should point out, is in red here. Not that I'm judging. Satan's Brunch, a fantastic work as well. Not Mephistopheles, sorry, forgive me. The Devil, as he likes to be known because it's easier. He holds a wonderful sort of breakfast stroke lunch party. Obviously, everybody, the reason he's Satan is that everybody thinks the combining of those two dishes purely satanic. Not the done thing in the Regency era. It's really the precursor to Master and Margarita. Moscow gets surprisingly hit, even though she'd never been there. She just thinks it's a place that's just in a red square. There's no pictorial detail at all. And one more from up here.
Regency
guy. I'm sorry, what was that?
Regency guy.
Now, by great coincidence, that is, in fact, the novel we shall be performing this evening. Ladies and gentlemen, it is really, I hope you will agree, a stellar work being restored to you by Ostentatious to the rightful owners, the British public. So, ladies and gentlemen, tonight, please put your hands together for a wonderful story set in the summer of 1814. This is Queer Eye for the Regency Guy.
You're bored, aren't you?
It's the worst date I've ever been on. So far, you've mentioned Napoleon for 5 hours.
It's not really a mention anymore, is it, when you've done it for 5 hours?
You're just reading from your book of Napoleon right now.
I've heard that women love Napoleon.
Who told you that?
A man.
Francis?
Georgia.
It's been awful. I can't say anything else. I wish you luck in your quest to become engaged.
He's on his way to Moscow now. You must want to find out how it ends.
Francis, I don't. I wanted to connect with you and understand what made you tick, what made your heart sing, but instead you have brought me to a lackluster restaurant in the middle of a road. Some people call it a little chef, and I bid you adieu, Francis. I hope you have a nice life. I doubt you will, because your personality is so awful.
Yes, and then what happened? Then you bought her a drink?
Yes, and then...
And then you charmed her with your words?
Well, sort of, yes.
And then you charmed her with your elegant dress?
Well, there were a lot of words, and she had words with me.
And then you kissed her, and she stayed over, and now you're going to get married, and you'll be off my hands.
Nope. No, mother.
No?
Did he do it, madam? Is he off your hands?
We're just waiting to hear the answer, Valerie.
I'm bought in the biscuits. Oh, I'm so excited.
Valerie, don't put the biscuits down. Oh. Valerie, please.
I got bourbons. I got digestives.
Oh, digestives. Have you got any custard cream?
Of course I have, Mrs. Jameson.
Oh, Valerie, thank you. No, I shall wear Valerie, this to the wedding.
Oh, you look so fine in that. Oh, Francis Jameson, you finally made your mother happy.
You listen, both of you.
Darling, is he off our hands?
We're just waiting to hear.
Have a biscuit, sir. Quick, get a custard cream down. He's about to tell us all the juicy gossip. Finally, Francis Jameson.
Mummy.
Hello, darling.
Am I your only child now? He's been married.
Nearly, Louisa, my darling. We're just waiting. Have a biscuit.
There is to be no wedding.
Quick, someone fetch. I'll do it. I'm the servant. I'll fetch her something.
Mama, please, Mama.
I hardly have the energy to eat this biscuit anymore.
Father!
Oh, cocaine.
I shall never be married with a brother like you.
Louisa, I'm sure in spite of all of the terrible trouble and pain that Francis is putting us through...
Oh, Francis Jameson, honestly.
Sure, we shall find you a husband somehow, in spite of it all.
Why is it a rule that I have to be married before Louisa can? I am a boy and she is a girl. It doesn't make sense.
I didn't write the law, my son.
It's alphabetical. B comes before G.
Madam, I forgot this very kind, handsome gentleman asked to come into the house about 5 minutes ago.
Thank you, Valerie.
I believe his name's Anthony.
Louisa.
I should perhaps introduce your cousin.
Anthony. Well, what a pleasure to meet you. I've heard a lot about you, of course, but never met you.
This is an awful handshake.
Oh.
Louisa, stand in the light and make the most of your bust.
Well, he's paying no attention at all.
Francis, I couldn't help overhearing your... It's very nice. Excellent.
Also your first cousin?
Wonderful.
Look, Anthony, this is the very reason I invited you here. As all of us in the family can see, you are a man of, well, fine virtue, wonderful clothing, your poise is good, your handshake was excellent, nice little hair.
All right, my dear, that's enough, I think.
He is quite the talk of the town in Brighton. I rather thought that if a real man were to enter the house, he could show you a thing or two, Francis. And then you could finally charm a young lady and be off our hands.
Oh, please get off our hands, Francis.
Get off our hands.
Here's my hand. Get off.
Why don't we take a walk?
Yes, please. I would love that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you see, that's what the problem is. I've been on dates with almost every eligible woman in the entire town. I've been rejected, I've been scorned, I've been spat upon. I was once run over with a carriage.
Is that why you walk funny?
What do you mean?
You don't walk funny.
Thank you. That's correct.
It's not something I can't fix. Why don't we start with the walk?
Take
a little turn.
It's a normal English walk, Anthony.
Do you see how embarrassed that duck is? Try walking back to me, Francis, and I'd like you to try something.
All right.
I want you to walk to me as if I am the fire in your heart. The passion.
I don't understand.
That's because I wasn't done. Another lesson we'll come to is how to effectively utilize dramatic...
pauses. Dramatic tension. Dramatic silence. What's dramatic?
Shut up.
Anthony, is this him? Oh, I love him already. I'm Anthony's friend, Jonathina.
Jonathina,
my sweet. As I'm sure you can tell, we have a lot of work to do.
It's appalling, but I love it. I love everything about it, and I hate it too.
That's sort of how I feel, I think.
That's exactly how you feel, Anthony.
Is that how Anthony feels
and thinks? It's exactly how Anthony feels, although you might want to cook him something.
We were just on the walk.
Oh, let's see it. I can't wait to see. Show us your passion. Stop it.
Dear God and Jesus, I wouldn't want you to feel left out, Jesus. Do you know Francis, who lives in the town? He's a very, very nice man. He has the most appalling walk that makes me physically sick when I see it. But I think that he is a gentle soul. God, I have sat next to him in Sunday school for every week for 19 years. Calculating that I have gone to Sunday school since I was 3 years old, that makes me 22 for clarification. I see that he has been rather guarded and upset of late, and God, I want to ask you to make him well again, to make him his friendly but rather dull self, because I like that dull self and his terrible walk. Hello, Louisa.
Hello. Don't let me interrupt.
I was just talking to God and Jesus.
I've just come in to speak to them both too.
Do you ever speak to the Holy Spirit? I never bother with that.
No. Too transparent.
Yes. Louisa, sorry to interrupt your praying.
That's okay.
You know Francis has been hanging around with that man.
You mean Anthony? I do know.
Anthony seems very nice.
He does. He's so ravishing on every level.
Yes. And he started talking to me the other day about guacamole.
He is an ardent fan of guacamole. And many other basic things that one can make.
Yes.
When he was talking to you about guacamole, he did not happen to mention my name, did he?
No, but he really only talked about avocado and grilled cheese on toast.
When one thinks about it, I suppose it would be difficult to get my name in. Guacaluismoli. But I do dream of him saying that exact word.
The next time I speak to him, I shall try and drop your name into conversation, much the way I do with the Holy Spirit.
Who's that again?
I must go, but please, would you give your brother my best regards?
No, I shall always give my brother your very finest regards. Not that he deserves him. He's such an irksome brute.
That's only his walk.
Let's try a hat.
Yeah. A hat. Oh, yes. No, I would love a hat. I in fact, own a few hats.
That's wonderful. That's the main place to start, a hat.
Interestingly, Derby is the centre of the hat trade. I don't know if you know that.
Stop talking. Nothing works.
What if I tried the hat and didn't say anything?
Do you think you can do that?
I'm sure I can.
We need no facts about Napoleon. We need just a smile.
No facts.
A charming, not creepy smile. Oh, okay. Anthony, I might have to go home back to Brighton. I don't know if we can help him. We've helped so many men in our time.
Dorothina, I'm not giving up on this one.
Anthony, you never give up. You never give up. You're so handsome and you never give up.
Those are my best qualities,
right? I know.
Right?
That and your guacamole skills.
Yes, I know. If you go back to Brighton, I want you to have something.
What is it?
It's a guacamole sandwich I made earlier.
I mean, it looks so simple, but you make it look like it was complicated.
No, it took me 4 hours.
Oh. Damn it, Anthony.
Jonathina, I'll write you if we ever get to dancing. That's your thing, right? Dancing.
Write to me. But until then, good luck. Because Francis Jameson is a hopeless case.
I mean, I'm here. I am here.
Yes.
Good one, Francis.
Oh.
Sister.
Brother.
Would you like to play?
I suppose if I turn around and say no, that would be rude, so yes.
Well, it's a little bit rude anyway, actually, given it's rude. You are rude.
I cannot help it, Francis. I am cross.
Why, sister?
I am a laughingstock about town. Everybody knows I'm your sister, and you walk like a stricken sheep.
Sister, I cannot help my walk. No man alive can help his walk. No one can change the way they walk. It's innate. It's like the shape of your face.
The shape of my face is not innate. That's horrible of you. I don't know what that means.
It's not a shape. Innate is not a shape. It's not like a rectangle or something.
Brother, I am sorry. You know I love you. It is just... I cannot help but believe you do not wish to help yourself.
Sister, I wish to do little other than help myself. I don't understand why I am so reviled and scorned on my dates.
Mr. Jameson, the lady who runs the orphanage just came by to say, could you not have let those orphans just go by without explaining Napoleon to them and why their parents had all died?
They need to know!
It's just you upset little Billy and he jumped into the river and killed himself.
Not another one.
I'd like to get through a day without a complaint from the village.
I will leave the orphanage alone.
Thank you. And the baker also said stop coming around and just spitting on him. Because you believe his bread is not up to scratch. So you went in and... Is that a lie? He said that you did that.
I didn't do that.
Oh, that's a lie. That one's a lie.
No.
Why do people believe slander that I go around spitting on bakers?
Because you do...
I never spat on anyone in my life.
Brother, they believe it because you do not stand up for yourself. You go out in the world believing that you are nothing. Why, only today I was at church. Miss Millicent Granger.
Millicent Granger?
Yes. She She spoke very fondly of you.
Millicent Granger.
Millicent Granger.
We have sat together at Sunday school.
Day after day after day.
Every day.
It's surprising because you're supposed to only go on Sundays. And yet I believe every day she turns up there for you.
No, she does not.
And there you are, spitting in bread. Now
I'm
I understand
spitting
why
in bread. I'm not, sister, I do not spit in bread.
I do not believe you.
Why do you not believe... No one believes me on any of the... I am an innocent party. Although, I have never been to a party, so I would not know.
You would not go because you would not come to any of the places I invited you to. I have tried.
Name some.
I have invited you to Ronald Binkley's house. I have invited you to Winifred Carter's house.
I
have invited you to Tony Blair's house.
You know I refuse to go to Tony Blair's house.
I do, but he throws a good party, and then it goes really bad at the end.
Anthony.
Ah. Louise, Francis. I have just come back from the village. I'm afraid... Bread spit gate is getting way out of hand. It's going to take a lot of work to come back from this, Francis. I've got us invites to a very exclusive party tonight.
Tonight?
Yes. You must come with me.
Well, whose party?
Louise, there's one for you too.
I would be honored.
All right, so we're going.
Yes.
Ah, Miss Granger.
Yes.
Kind indeed of you to come to my party, yeah? I believe the remainder of my guests will be along soon, but...
I'm sorry I am early. I was trying to loiter outside and put my gloves on, as you might before you're ready to go in, but you caught me outside.
Do not worry, Miss Granger. I know you are a...
Georgia.
Georgia,
of
yes.
course. Forgive yes. me for delaying. I didn't
I
want to contaminate.
Please.
Oh, we're skipping now.
And are you good friends with our
sister,
host?
Sister, please.
Oh, I was just trying to lie. None of your friends have arrived. I thought it would be handy to make it look busy.
Oh, Georgia, I shall certainly try to dance doubly to increase the efforts of the party.
Georgia, I do not know if you had observed, but I told the remainder of the guests a slightly later time.
Oh, I heard that, in case it was a secret.
Oh, Miss Granger, indeed. I'm throwing this party because I have only of late moved to the village. I believe...
Should I?
Yeah, what... 1 minute you're dancing, now you're leaving. Make your mind up.
I would have you stay.
Oh, it's a lot of mixed messages, brother. Oh, you wanted to be alone,
yes,
Miss Granger.
It would not be seemly, Georgia.
Oh, chaperone. Yeah, good trick.
Miss Granger.
I'm here. Playing solitaire.
Yeah. Not quite how I imagined this going.
Sarah, thank you very much for inviting me to your party. I was not aware that I would be invited earlier.
Oh, Miss Granger, I merely wished to invite you earlier to give you a warning. I cannot help but understand that you have, for some time, attended Sunday school daily with a certain young man of the village.
Yes, Francis.
Well, I should rather urge you to keep away from him.
Why, sir? You exaggerate our attachment at any rate. I am very fond of him, but we have been friends since we were very young.
Miss Granger, this relates to the company he keeps. I know rather a lot of that Anthony fellow, and...
Oh, Anthony, the cousin. He seems a very fine, upstanding gentleman. He is very kind.
Miss Granger, if I can take your hand.
Well, you seem to have done so.
Yes. That's how questions work with men. You ask them after you've done the thing.
Yes.
Miss Granger, all I would urge you to know is that if your acquaintance is spending a large amount of time with Mr. Anthony, That rather means that he has no intention of spending time with you.
Well, sir, I shall take your warning, and I shall store it up. Shall I?
No, I'll do it.
Shall I do it?
No, I'll do it.
Right.
Oh, it's Anthony.
Good evening. I trust we are here in a timely fashion.
Mr. Jameson and your sister Louise Jameson. Yes.
I never said throw the hat.
Miss Granger, a pleasure to see you again.
Mr. Jameson, you seem rather different to normal.
Do I?
Yes.
And you, sir, must be the host.
I am indeed. Lord Harlow, what am I meant to do with this?
Stick one on there.
No.
Stick one on, Lord Harlow.
Francis, remember the technique. Just watch me, Lord Harlow. It is a pleasure to see you. Thank you very much.
Ill in the leg and neck area.
Ladies, there's three of us. Why aren't we skipping?
Oh, yes!
Ladies!
Oh, thank God they've stopped. Sometimes it goes on all day.
All the single ladies.
All the single ladies.
Put your hands up.
Oh, Anthony, please do join us to skip. I have heard you are the finest skipper in
Britain. Oh, do I skip with us, Anthony?
Anthony, well, perhaps you could show us how you might skip with this gentleman here.
Oh, yes, how unusual. A gentleman skipping. We have not seen that before in Hertfordshire.
Yes.
We've only had one class on skipping so far. So.
I'm confident we can do it.
Are you?
Yeah.
A beat, Maestro?
Miss Granger, would you observe two men holding hands?
I'm looking.
And? I am observing indeed, and I see nothing untoward.
Oh, what a beat!
Focus. Focus, Francis. In the ankles, Francis. Good. Very good, yes. Francis. Very good. Focus. Stay with me, Francis. Stay with me, Francis.
Yes.
Stay with me. Here it comes.
And?
Miss Granger, do you not observe how deeply they stare into one another's eyes?
I confess, sir. I confess when you first told me of this, I was skeptical. But I see that they do seem very attached to each other.
I have to say, dear Louise, I have dated Mr. Jameson myself, and I've never seen him so full of joie de vivre. He's a changed man.
There is something different about him, that is certain. He danced like a rabid dog.
I felt just like a rabid dog dancing with you, Cousin Anthony. That was wonderful. Thank you.
Well, I think you comported yourself with elegance and grace, Francis. Francis, I'm very proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you, my cousin.
Well, then I know how I must behave. I shall close down other feelings. I am happy for them.
Granger, you need not close down the feelings. They could instead be transferred to another source.
Hello.
Ah.
Sorry. I meant to walk over a bit later while you finished what you were saying, but here I am.
Francis.
Oh,
may I say, you seem wholly different and more confident than you did just a matter of weeks ago.
I know. Well, it's all a matter of my cousin Anthony's influence on me.
So I understand. And I am heartily glad for you, truly.
I'm heartily glad, too.
I am heartily glad for Anthony's presence with us. I sometimes do not know if it is a change in my brother or a change in my heart now that Anthony is here, although he does not seem to look at me.
No, it is most strange. I have to admit, most men look at me. It's just a thing that's happened, always happened. I'm very used to getting male attention.
Yes.
And then today, I see Anthony bears neither of us any attention. Why, it is so strange.
Lord Harlow, this is quite a fine coat.
You are too kind indeed. Yes, you have a good eye for these things.
So, you see, some of my spit fell on the bread, yes.
I see. I understand.
Spitting on the baker, yes. It is all a misunderstanding.
I...
think nothing of it. I did not judge you for it, of course. And Anthony seems such a fine gentleman.
Yes.
You are such a fine lady. You must go over to him and speak to him more.
Do you think?
Of course. He must simply not have noticed you. You must parade around him and make him aware of your female sensibilities, Louise.
Lord Harlow, I was wondering, have you heard of guacamole?
Why, I have not entertained the prospect as yet, but...
Why, we should have a skip again. Oh. Couples. Yes, indeed. Anthony, have you met? Of course. She's your first cousin. Let's ignore it.
Actually, I was going to take Lord Harlow through a guacamole tasting in his kitchen. I brought several samples with me.
You would not
sure
turn...
time for a skip first.
Turn down a lady in a party in front of everybody, Anthony.
Of course not. Where are my manners?
Indeed. I will do anything you like with avocados.
Too much, dear, too much. No, it seems as he has pressing matters, or you will be pressing avocados.
A small skip.
Oh. Well, indeed, a skip here, and I don't need a partner.
Oh, my sister is dancing quite without a partner.
Oh, forgive me, madam, would you care for a skip? Yes?
Thank you.
Very
well. It seems to us you look clearer
of my head. Oh, well, there's a lot going on back there.
Oh, Miss Granger.
Francis, be careful.
Oh,
Francis.
No, he danced too ardently. I am injured. Georgia.
Sir?
Fetchwater.
You have injured my daughter under my roof. Not daughter, sister. You've injured my future daughter when she hears about the awful things that happened to her aunt. She will be most upset 15 or 20 years from now.
Sir, Lord, I can only apologise.
Lord Harlow, please forgive us. We shall find a way to make amends.
I'm sure he meant no harm.
No, come, the two of you must leave at once.
Yes, we will take our leave, and you will... Please, accept our apologies.
After everything Francis. You did to that bread, do you think you would be careful with a woman? Shame on you, Francis! Shame on you!
Francis.
Oh, Cousin Anthony. Riverbank is the only place where I can get any peace from mother and father and my sister. Telling me to marry. Asking me why I haven't married. Sometimes they just leave wedding rings all over my room.
Do you want to marry, Francis?
Yes, of course I do.
Do you?
They booked a church for me last month. And then they just made a Guy Fawkes dummy. Left it at the altar in a wedding dress.
Francis.
That was the weirdest one.
Francis.
Yeah?
Do you want to marry?
Yes, I do. I do. I, this is the
Francis.
Thing.
Francis.
No, Cousin Anthony, you're not listening. Of course I do. I want to listen. I want to marry in spite of, you know, everyone telling me I should get married, which is very annoying. Do you understand?
Yes.
Do you? I fear I haven't explained myself at all.
No. I don't understand your words. Your words are gibberish, but I understand your heart.
Yeah.
Sorry, and I understand your eyes.
Feels like my heart and eyes are gibberish sometimes.
Yes.
The things people say about my teeth as well.
Yes.
Oh, thank you. What was a fly on my head? Or?
Yes.
Fly fishing, isn't it? No,
you're a sweet boy, Francis.
Oh, you're a not a sour man. What do I mean? A strong man. You're like one of those men at the circus with the freakish muscles. But all your muscles are in here and in here.
I have a strong core, yes. I do a lot of Pilates.
I have seen you on the front lawn before breakfast.
Yes. Half an hour of Pilates every morning.
Mm. You get an appreciative audience of ducks.
Yes.
No, the truth is, Anthony, there's only one person in the entire town who I have not approached to spend time with together, and that is Miss Granger. Because we spend so much time together, that's the thing. You know, at Sunday school, and at Monday through Saturday school. Can't wait for us to leave school. We're 22 and 25, respectively.
It really should be easy, should it not, then?
Napoleon had started his march across Europe by my age.
Yes. No.
Incredible.
No one cares.
Incredible.
No one cares.
Well, you should care. He is a... The year is 1814.
Right,
you
yes.
You don't care
yes.
about Napoleon. That's a big... It's a big thing not to care about.
What I mean is, no one cares when you talk about it so much.
I've over-talked about it. I see that.
You know, if you like her so much, Francis, and you spend so much time with her...
I didn't say I liked her. I just said we spend time together.
Francis.
Yeah?
Do you know what it means to be a man?
Yes. It is, by the age
no,
of 25,
I, actually,
to have begun
I,
a campaign
like, imagine
across
I
Europe.
Didn't ask the question. Let me...
To have... Speared the Russian Empire with 400,000 men.
I will just, I'll just tell you what it means to be a man.
All right.
What it means to be a man, Francis, is not being afraid to take the thing that you want. No.
Moscow.
No, not, I mean. No.
No, no, no. Anthony, you have explained it in terms that I understand through a Napoleon-based
really?
Metaphor.
I am a genius.
To take the thing one wants. I don't want Moscow.
Let Miss Granger be your Moscow. But please
what
don't...
What an expensive disaster that freezes me from the neck down.
Would you just take some advice? Just take the advice. Why are you fishing holding a hat?
If I catch anything, I want to do the dance. I've found a fish. Oh, wait.
Francis, I will be leaving soon.
Leaving?
Yes.
You can't leave.
I've tried to teach you everything I know.
You can't leave.
Francis, I have to leave.
Why? Why are you?
Because it's too painful for me to stay here.
Painful? It's
yes.
not painful. Did you hurt yourself in Pilates?
No, I didn't.
You have got a strong core.
Yes, I know I have a strong core.
No,
Francis, I can't stay here.
Oh.
I have to go back to Brighton.
Have we made you unwelcome?
No.
No?
You have made me quite welcome.
Oh. Well, I'm grieved to hear you are leaving.
So am I.
So am I.
And so, dear daughter, I have come to a decision.
Yes, Mama.
I see your age. I see you are not married. It makes me feel sick, and I wish to be dead rather than see you not married. I intend to die soon, and so I have chosen you a husband.
Mama, no.
Lord Harlow. I interviewed the men of the town. He was the richest, the most arrogant, and he'd spoke no words of Napoleon, so I approved of him.
Mama, I love the words of Napoleon.
Well, you are a fool and a young chit of a girl, and soon you will learn it is very boring to talk about Napoleon.
But I do not want to marry Lord Harlow, Mama.
Please. I did not want to marry your father, and I did, and I was very unhappy for the entire marriage, and then he died.
That's right, you were in time. You grew accustomed to me.
And I thought you died.
No, no.
Eric, Father, I thought you died also.
Where have you been?
Father.
You absolute bastard! Where have you been? We had a funeral for you! We've been sitting around.
I was in the study.
For 7 years.
We looked in the study. You looked. Yeah. Millicent looked in the study. I said, did you look in the study?
I must have popped out for something. Jennings has been looking after me very well.
Oh, Jennings? He was the one who gave the eulogy.
Then I think it's... I thought I hadn't seen a lot of you both.
Anyway... You haven't seen sight nor seen... What's the phrase?
Sight nor sound.
Thank you. Sight nor sound. You see, you've addled my brain with my false bereavement.
Well, look, the point is I'm back and I'm glad to hear everything that your mother is saying.
Don't just
just waltz in and then just, oh, yes, everything she says. I've been doing this for 7 years.
I'm sorry, I had a long book on the go. I'll go. I can go.
I think you should. Yes.
Go back to the celly.
For what? Forever.
Marm, I'm just bringing. Yeah, a ghost. A ghost.
Jennings, the jig is up. No, oh, Jennings. The jig is up, Jennings. Oh.
We know.
Ah.
Jennings told me that you had both died.
Jennings.
I had to tell him something. To keep him in the study.
Why did you keep him in the study for 7 years, Jennings?
Oh, well, now my plan's starting to unravel, isn't it?
I grieved for my husband.
He told me there was a plague outside the study.
Why did you believe him? That's a ridiculous thing to believe. He was stupid. You see, I married a stupid man.
You have to marry a smart man.
Lord Harlow is persuasive.
He was very persuasive. He wore a beekeeper's mask.
You were persuaded when I married you. You didn't want to marry his mother. Just said marry her. That was the end of it.
I don't want to marry anyone given these examples of men. I know. I stay with you.
I completely understand. Unfortunately, it's 1814 and you have to marry someone. Jennings, I am absolutely furious with you.
Am I fired?
No, you're on a warning, though.
Of course you're fired!
Oh, sorry, of course you're fired.
Of course you're fired, Jennings!
No, I can't be fired. You're all dead.
No, not dead!
You're fired.
Jennings, you're a sneaky one.
Come, we must be kind to the poor servant, man.
Oh, Lord Harlow.
When I take over this house, I will allow him to stay here. And so can the Schrodinger's father.
Take over this house?
Yes, Millicent, it has been decided. You should live here, and you were just going to look after me, but now you're looking after both of us.
That's very kind, Lord Harlow. Thank you so much. If you need me to kill any of them, I can do that.
Good man, Jennings.
I do not want to marry you.
I know.
Ladies and gentlemen, on that stunningly zombie apocalypse-style cliffhanger, it is time for our interval, so please do go and enjoy some beautiful drinks, and we will see you back here for the next part of Queer Eye for the Regency Guy in 20 minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back for the second half of Queer Eye for the Regency Guy. Now, just before we begin our tale again, I would like to announce a few more of the incredible Lost to Austen novels that you requested this evening. There were far too many good ones to ignore. So, of course, we could tonight have seen the magnificent Proposal Island. This is a hot novel, right? Everybody's talking about it right now. It stars Lady Danielle Dyer, and she is, in this novel, absolutely dire. Unlike her modern counterpart, who is wonderful, she is diabolical in this. She plots against all of the others and ends up hurling them all off the island and proposing to herself. They live happily ever after. We might also have seen the fantastic Jane Austen novel, Gentility and Germination. What a beautiful work this is by Jane. It starts off with our lead character, Julian Cartwright, when he's just a seed in his mother's womb. Slowly he grows into a fine, fine gentleman and then explodes. Like all of my school science experiments. And finally, we might also have seen the incredibly erotic Lady Susan's Chimneypiece. This is 9,000 pages of euphemism. It's disgusting. It is 100% my favourite Jane Austen work. Thank you for those. Now, however, we continue with the story of Queer Eye for the Regency Guy. As you may remember, we are following the difficult progress of young Francis Jameson. Aside from the bread scandal, he is having problems of the heart, and yet It seems he may have found his Moscow in the form of Millicent Granger. What will happen, we do not know, but please give a warm round of applause for Queer Eye for the Regency Guy, part two.
Oh. It looks so wonderful.
It is lopsided, is it not?
Well, maybe tilt your head to the left. Yes, now it is straight. Oh, and you know what? When your father dies, we can dye it black. And then you can just wear it then.
Mother, the next time father dies, I shall not believe it.
Next time he dies, we're going to nail him in the coffin ourselves so we know it's happened. Oh, yes, it is most fitting. It's what it, Anthony? Oh, you have been so kind to us so far, and this, I have to say, is one of the most finest haberdashery shops in Brighton.
Oh, yes, well, it is also... Yes, you're right.
Don't Anthony. Be modest, dearest Anthony. Oh, does my daughter not look a picture, sir? An absolute picture.
Perhaps I can.
Oh, is it looking...
Can you help, Anthony? Oh. You are very good with these things. Tell me, Anthony, how is Francis? I have not seen him since the engagement.
Francis?
Yes.
He... Well...
I assume you have been spending time with him?
There it is. There, I've done it.
What did you do?
He's very good. Yes.
Thank you. And I'm going to have a look at some ribbons. You need at least six in your hair, otherwise people will think you are a harlot.
The truth is, Miss Granger, I have not seen much of him since the engagement. A couple of letters. Most of his just trail into Napoleon infographics.
Oh, what did he tell you about Napoleon? I so long to hear.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, you know, this many men died.
Yes, and what about his traversing the continent and how many in the army survived and how there was that infographic of the number of soldiers that did not survive in spite of the conditions in the winter.
Yes, wow, you two really should be together.
Well, I think we both know that is unlikely. I had thought that he would be visiting you regularly.
I had hoped perhaps he would as well. You know, he did say at the end of his letters... kept repeating one phrase. He said, I miss my Moscow. I miss my Moscow.
Oh, he really loves Moscow.
Yes, he does. I think I know what he means when he says that, though.
I think I do, too.
Do you?
Yes.
On three?
Yes.
One, two, three.
You. Brother, I know you are depressed.
Oh, can you tell?
Yes. The way you talk of Moscow, it is like having three sisters, not one brother. Brother,
I'm still trying to work it out.
Never mind.
All right.
I just want to say... but some people in the village heard your joke and they thought it was really good. Because they've read Chekhov and they thought, oh, that's a lovely reference to Chekhov. They thought it was a round of applause. And they all came up to me.
Are you talking about our joke?
Oh, did you hear it?
I heard it.
So good.
It's so good to know that at least some people in this village have had a theatrical education.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Very nice.
Excuse me, madams. There is a gun on that wall and I will fire it within 30 seconds if you do not leave. I've read one.
Brother, the gun is supposed to come in earlier, but never mind. Oh. Brother, I know you are depressed, but... Francis, I have been awful to you, but I need your help.
My help?
I have found something. Something that means more than anything. I know you are depressed since Miss Granger got engaged, but look. I found this in Anthony's old room. It says Jameson and there's a heart around it. I know he must mean me.
Well, what do you intend to do about it?
Francis, he is in Brighton.
You need a chaperone.
Exactly. I cannot go, a woman on my own, and...
I will chaperone you, Louisa. Of course I will.
You mean it, even though...
I'm sorry to interrupt. I think I overheard that my children were talking about leaving my house...
Yes,
...to go into a different county at last.
Are they
darling,
off our
darling,
hands?
Darling,
no, we're not...
Get off our hands! Get away! You can take the best carriage. Oh,
who wants a custard cream?
Oh,
yes, brother, it is a very nice house. I don't understand why you insist on moving into her house.
I wish to take over every aspect of the family.
Brother, there is a strange look in your eyes when you talk about marrying her, and it does not look like love.
What do you mean? Like... I've identified the woman, zoned in, grabbed her, and gone to the altar. That's love, isn't it?
You talk about her as if she is a country for conquering, brother. You do not talk about... You do not use it as a metaphor. You seem to mean it. As if you mean to march across the whole of Europe, no matter how many people die, not understanding that the other country lives in a cold environment, so they will always be able to fight better. That's just what I'm picking up.
Unfortunately, Georgia, my history education is poor and I can't follow this metaphor through.
Brother, you are insisting that the wedding is next week. You are insisting on choosing what she wears.
Georgia, I am a man. And I am merely doing to the letter what I have observed men are supposed to do. We are meant to get married to young ladies, and I have found one, and I shall do so.
Yes, I am sorry for questioning you, dear brother. But Dad, brother, brother. We're telling people brother.
Telling them brother because I'm your brother.
That's exactly what you are. My brother.
Oh, look at this. That's a table. We're telling people it's a table because it's a table.
It's definitely not a plant holder, as well as being a table.
Sorry, hang on. Are you suggesting brother and daughter? This should really be stopped.
Well, Georgia, I hope you are happy, dear brother.
I do not know happiness, Georgia. I merely know when a task is done well.
Do you not want to be happy? Do you not wish your bride, your wife, to be happy when she sees you? Do you not wish your hearts to beat faster when you see her beautiful blue eyes? Is that not on your list of doing marriage well?
Come, such things will surely come with time. A meal does not taste good when it is upon the plate. It is only when it enters the stomach. Let's get back to the Napoleon metaphor.
Join me. I was just making a sandcastle.
Oh, yes.
You have to be.
How
once
lovely.
You've patted the sand down, you have to be very quick with the turnover.
You know, Brighton has the best sand of any beach in the UK.
I've noticed. I hope that doesn't change in years to come.
Oh, how could it? Literally, how could it?
I have no idea.
No. Yes. You know, sometimes I like to come down to the beach and just, you know, sometimes I like to make a sand angel.
You just ruined my sandcastle.
It's all right, you can build another.
Anthony,
I'm trying to say something important.
You look like you're falling into a dream sequence. Dream sequence.
Dream sequence. Dream sequence. Dream sequence. Dream sequence. Dream sequence. Dream sequence. Dream sequence, dream sequence, dream sequence.
Francis, you're dancing. You can dance. Oh, Francis, you can dance. When did you learn to dance?
When you taught me, Anthony. Oh. I can walk, I can dance, and I can smile.
Oh, you're so beautiful, Francis.
No, you are.
Kiss me.
Dream sequence.
Where did this hat come from?
Brighton, 3 miles.
You excited, sister?
I can barely contain my excitement, brother. I do not wish to speak so hopefully of love when all of your dreams have been dashed to hell.
No, that's all right. At least we are getting away from the town. At least we are going to the one place in the world I can be guaranteed she is not.
Brighton, 1 mile.
That was a fast 2 miles, wasn't it?
They fed those horses nitro. Brother, there is something I should confess on that front.
What? Was it you who played the organ outside my window all last month, playing the wedding march over and over again as I tried to sleep? Because it wasn't funny.
Well, yes, it was that, and it was hilarious, but I... Right, we've gone past it, sorry.
Oh.
Surely if one goes past Brighton, one is in the sea.
Welcome to Ditchling.
We're going over the... We'll get off it. We'll go back in a minute.
Miss Granger is in Brighton. I told you not to pull the emergency cord. Brother.
She is in Brighton?
Yes. I thought it would be a good opportunity, a healing opportunity.
It will not be a good and healing opportunity.
Brother, do not get out of the
carriage. I am out of the carriage. Oh. I am out of the carriage.
Brother, what am I supposed to...
I'm winding the window up.
What am I supposed to... Well, now you're stuck, aren't you?
Please complete the winding. I will walk back over the South Downs home.
Brother... You would really leave your sister on her own.
I can't hear anything. Wind the window down.
Get back in this carriage right now.
Fine. I'm simply doing this because it is dangerous to leave you in Brighton on your own.
It is. And, brother, for the first time in my life, I need you there. And I need you to behave like a man. I need you to be brave, even though I know your heart is breaking.
Of course I will, Louisa. Of course I will.
You're not so bad, despite the bread thing.
Oh, madam, I hope you enjoyed your tea at Sally's Saucy Sausage Shop. Please sit down.
Thank you.
Did you want a cake for afters, or are you already full inside your pies? Not good. You know what? I'm not good at double entendres. I just do entendres.
I beg to
Do you want
differ.
Something large and fat up you? Oh, Anthony, I love seeing you
Sally.
Here. He's such a handsome one. This
such
one.
A handsome oh. man.
And she's unfathomably saucy, is she not?
So saucy. I mean, I literally would. I'd tie him down and I would do it.
And that is what you call an entendre?
Yes. If only he'd let me, but you know what he's like. One of them.
Yes.
Plays cricket on a Sunday.
Yes.
Finds yes. that, you know, if you need a pencil, he'll have one.
Yes.
Yes.
Mows the other side of the lawn.
Oh, yeah, yes. Yeah, that's a new one. Digs flowers for
a living
charity. Yes. Do you want a pie up your hole? Nice big hot pie? Bit of avocado on it. I know you'll eat it if I put guacamole on it, Anthony.
Yes, you know me.
Oh,
I'll have
lovely.
A pie, a hot pie.
All right, hot
in
pies.
In my hole. I have really enjoyed your company during your visit to Brighton.
Oh, and I yours. I should not have got through it without you.
Oh.
It has not been an entirely happy circumstance for me.
Is there no way that you can call off the wedding?
If I do not go through with it, my mother shall die out of spite.
This
and
is
I
the
know
place,
she can do it.
Apparently, Saucy Sally's Sausage Shop. It's meant to be one of the best in the entire town. Hello,
oh,
you must be Sally.
Oh, you're both here?
Are you two, you know, looking at each other in the mirror and thinking I would?
We're siblings.
Oh, right, okay. So I'll fetch you a table then.
Thank you.
I hope she means a table and not a euphemism.
You seem distracted.
I am distracted.
Now, I have to say, I've got a lot of hot pies on sale, but some of my pies are not as hot as others. Others are beefy. Some people like a fish pie. I don't know what your language is. If you want fish, I'll have to go and get some. I'm sure the lady, she don't look like a fish pie eater. You sit down here, my love. I'll get you something hot and steamy. Is the gentleman all right?
Francis.
Anthony.
What on earth are you doing in Brighton?
Getting a pie.
That's a marvellous... That's a marvellous handshake.
Oh, thank you.
Francis, what a surprise to see you.
Miss Granger.
Anthony, will you not take a seat? I am sure my brother could keep my dear friend Millicent entertained for a moment or two.
Yes. Why don't we all sit together?
Let's all gather around and it's like an orgy.
Yes.
I like it when you get to share, then you don't get bored. You know?
Sally, we'll have four of your hottest, meatiest pies for all of our holes.
Oh, wonderful. Please sit down, madam, sit down.
Come.
Four hot pies for big holes! Four hot pies!
What brings you to Brighton?
Well, just, you know, wanted to see that famous sand.
Oh.
It is so smooth.
Yes. You know, we were just on the beach this morning, in fact.
Were you?
Yes.
Building sandcastles. Well, you were ruining mine.
I was ruining yours. I had a dream. I brought a hat back from the dream world.
It's been quite a day.
There, brother.
I'm fine.
He thinks he brought it back from the dream world, but in fact, while he was asleep, a tramp threw it at him. He shouldn't have brought it.
I see.
You are not the only one who has been dreaming. I have not stopped dreaming of this moment since you left.
Really? Sally's sausage house?
Yes, and its contents. Forgive me, I should not have spoken about Sally's sausage house.
It is such a pleasure to see you.
Yes.
I have missed you telling me about the historical exploits of famous military heroes.
I'm sure you have more exploits planned and coming up, madam, so...
Yes.
There will not be a long gap when you are without...
Yes.
You know, fun things to see and do.
Large of girth and full of juice. Who wants one in their mouth? I bet you do. You look like you regularly put that in your sausage hole, don't you? I bet you like them large and thick. He's got that look about you, hasn't he, Anthony? Anthony, no, he brings all sorts in here and he always like them big and long, don't he, Anthony? I tell you what, and he always brings sure there's guacamole on it. I said, Anthony, I've never seen that come out of a sausage before, but he said, you haven't been around writing too long.
Sally.
Yeah, too much.
I think you...
Yeah. Enjoy your sausages.
You know, every time I come in here, I wonder if she'll find the line.
I think she's crossed it.
I think she found it today.
Well.
And how long are you staying here, Francis?
Oh, we have taken rooms in a nearby inn, the Bull.
We are also in the Bull.
Oh.
You are.
And yes. I live right next door to the Bull.
Well, we will have to see each other again, I am sure.
Yes, I hope so.
I mean... How pleasant that would be.
How very pleasant that would be, yes.
Yes.
Sister, you cannot do that to me again.
I know you are cross, but I...
I am cross, but... Get you a glass of water.
I...
And be careful, the walls in this place are very thin. You do not know who will be in the next room. It is possible she is in the next room.
Please do not mention walls. It makes me think of sausages all over again.
Did you enjoy your fiery 9-inch banger?
When we went in there, you said if the verse comes to the worst, then...
Drink this.
Thank you. Brother, I am sorry, but it was not easy for me either. And I thought it would be good for you to talk to Millicent.
Now, Millicent, sit down, dear. You look flushed. Too much time in Brighton. We must go home very soon. In fact, I have had letters.
Letters from whom?
Lord Hart.
Oh,
he is coming to see us in Brighton.
He's coming here?
Yes, he's a little worried about how long the buying a wedding veil is taking.
Well,
look,
I'm...
The main thing is that she will be gone soon, all right? She can't be staying here much longer. There is no reason for her to stay. So we will stay here, we will wait her out, and then we will see what we can do about you and Anthony, all right?
So we will stay just another week or so. Lord Harlow wishes to take the waters and visit Sally's sausage shack.
Another week?
Yes, apparently he's never visited such a large and big establishment.
You've been spending too much time with Sally.
Yes. She means well, despite the filth that comes out of her mouth.
I have received a letter from our father in which he expresses an opinion on how long he would like us to stay here. Would you like us to read it?
Yes, I would. Together?
Yes.
Good.
Well, here's what it says.
Oh. Stay.
Stay away.
Forever.
Sally.
Do you think... Man.
What is the matter, darling daughter?
Have you been married?
Yes, I'm your mother. It's very long. It takes a lot to remember.
I was never sure. There's been a lot of confusion with father of late.
Yes.
Did you marry him? Is he alive?
Brother, it is all well, all very well, you going and hiding, but...
Did somebody mention me?
Oh, what? What?
I tried to lie to you. I said that he's been sleeping in the box. He's been sleeping in the suitcase
You've
trunk.
You've been here the whole time.
I've been here all along.
I only discovered it last night. He popped his head out and said he needed a biscuit.
He touched it and it's very creepy.
I was tricked. Jennings told me I was dead to get in the box.
Brother, sometimes you are gone so long, I almost believe you are dead. I do not understand it.
Jennings!
Jennings, you are fired!
No, was there a ghost in
There's
here?
No, Jennings! We know he's not dead now!
No!
You are fired!
You can't fire me. You're a ghost.
Fine indeed to feel the seawater upon one's fingers.
Lord Harlow.
Mr. Jameson. You have improved your walk since last we met.
Not very much.
No, not really.
Congratulations on your engagement, sir.
Yes.
You must be very pleased and proud.
I reflect on what is to come with the sense of one observing a job well done.
Is that Casanova or Romeo you're quoting, sir?
In truth, Mr. Jameson, I have had rather a difficult night. I could not sleep. I was plagued by strange dreams, and when I awoke, my hat had gone. I'm all of a flurry, but if you are here with a mind to stealing my bride, believe me, such a thing will not come to pass.
I beg your pardon, sir.
Oh, come. I've seen the way you've looked at her from the very start, with a fire in your eyes that I do not quite understand.
I am sure I am unaware of such a thing, sir. You are engaged to her, and that is an end to the matter.
Well, let it be so.
This is where you ruined the... Oh.
Oh.
Good day.
Oh.
Oh.
Yes. Oh, no, we were just having a pleasant stroll.
Oh, of course.
An evening stroll.
Lord Harlow, I had heard you were arriving in town.
You heard correctly.
So I see.
Well, we're all correct, aren't we? We're all in the right.
Anthony, I feel like you were never properly introduced to Lord Harlow.
Well, we met once at your party. I wanted to give you some guacamole, but there wasn't time.
You have very similar hats.
Mr. Anthony, you are rather mistaken. That was our second meeting. I did not expect you to remember, but I used to live here in Brighton myself. That's why I know the sand so well.
Your hair was very different back then.
Yes, I'd gone for the monk look.
I thought perhaps we could build a sort of siege. Sandcastle.
A siege?
Yes.
Do you mean...
The Siege of Moscow?
These strange tripperies the two find to amuse themselves with. I always thought, Anthony, that sand was made for nothing more than sand angels.
Now, this will have to be the Western Gate, the, in many ways, entry point to the entire North European plain, from which Russia has always so historically attempted to wield and maintain dominance.
Of course, and this should be the back door, which in fact will be the vanguard of the defending army.
Indeed.
I remember that night that we first met. I remember it well now, in fact. Tell me, why did you leave Brighton, Lord Harlow?
I had no choice but to leave. That night showed to me a terrifying vision of what I could become, and what I saw was not what a man is supposed to be.
What is a man supposed to be, Lord Harlow?
A man is supposed to find a beautiful young wife, to marry her. In 15 or 20 years, to have a daughter and tell her about how 15 or 20 years before, somebody else hurt his sister, now her aunt. Mm. They would tell the full story. The daughter would be horrified.
That doesn't seem like a very pleasant or coherent future. Might I suggest, Lord Harlow, that you try to live more in the moment and not imagine what a future might be, and you try to find happiness in every minute.
I must be leaving now.
I'm sorry to hear it, in truth.
I am sorry.
Those few moments where you presented me with a little sand Napoleon.
I have been working on him myself.
That was a moment I shall treasure.
I too.
I will keep it safe. Safer, in fact, than the remains of the Grande Armée, which in 1812...
to explain how I feel.
That's why you come to the right place. The tarot readers of the land. I will tell you your fortune.
You will?
I will tell you what is going to happen to you and your family. If you give me some money.
Oh. Forgive me.
Oh, I like it when it's warm.
I like to keep my gold toasty. Oh, Madame Arcati, what is wrong?
Good reference. People do not always get your references.
Not everybody has a theatrical education like ours.
But it is not their fault and not your fault. Keep doing them. They are good.
Thank you. Excuse me, I'm sorry to interrupt, but we were just in the village, and we heard your joke, and we just wanted to say that we really appreciate the literary reference there very much. Thank you very much.
You are a blithe spirit just indeed.
I'm from the village as well. It should stress we didn't all get it.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Carry on.
Remember, Louisa Jemison.
How do you know my name?
I know.
Is it my name badge?
Remember, Louisa Jameson, things are not always what they seem. Just as in the Three Sisters, they talk about Moscow and they think it means more to them, but perhaps it is the thing that is driving them crazy. You are in love, but he does not love you.
What do you mean he does not love me?
Ace of Spades. And also Queen of Hearts. And also a Jack. He does not love you. Set yourself free. You are falling in love with a man who mows on the other side of the road.
I do not understand. I saw...
Louisa.
I saw my name written in hearts. Why, who else could he love except... Oh, my God.
You know the truth. Save your heart, my darling girl. You are beautiful. Don't fall in love where it will always be rejected.
Thank you.
you're missing something.
Anthony, you remembered. Yeah.
Picked this up in a dream this morning.
Oh. What did you dream of?
Oh, you know. This and that.
Yeah. I always dream of great leathery dragons tearing my flesh.
Yes, mine are similar, actually.
Yeah.
Great leathery dragons. Mm. Just really going to town on me.
Yeah. Getting right in there. Woof.
So
bad times.
So you do have the same dreams?
Well, I read a lot of... Anthony?
Francis.
Anthony.
I need to know why you came back to Brighton. Why you came to Brighton for the first time.
I've never been to Brighton.
Will you come to Brighton again? Live in Brighton.
Live in Brighton?
Brighton.
Anthony, I'm not from Brighton. I have a home.
But you could be from Brighton. If you wanted to be, we could all be from Brighton. Isn't that how it could work?
No, Anthony.
Couldn't Brighton just be a magical, wonderful place for all of us where you could be free to love the people you want to love? And don't you want that, Francis? Isn't that what you want?
I've just understood the Brighton thing. I've just understood the dragon thing as well. Anthony.
Francis, I'm sorry.
Anthony, I am sorry. Oh, I have been a fool. I've been a blind fool, forgive me.
No, I've crossed the line.
No, the reason we... the reason we came to Brighton in the first place was because... There is a member of my family who has feelings for you, but Anthony, I'm afraid it is not me. Nor is it either of my parents.
I mean, they like you.
They like you a lot more than they like me.
I didn't think it was them.
Yeah. Anthony, I'm so sorry. If I could be from Brighton, I would, but I am not from Brighton.
You have nothing to apologize for. It comes with the territory.
Here we are, neither of us having what we want. Louisa.
Brother, there you are.
Louisa, you are out of breath.
I am. Forgive me, I have been walking all day. I spoke to a fortune teller and I came to realize the truth of a situation.
Can I just stop you right there? Was it Madame McCarty?
Yes.
Right, I don't understand that.
And did she have just a regular pack of playing cards?
Yes.
Yes, she's not a tarot reader.
Of course. Nonetheless, she taught me a great truth, I think. I think you know how I have felt about you, Anthony.
I'm sort of putting it together, yes.
And Anthony, I want you to know I love you. And I love my brother.
But I love you.
I have realized something. I love myself too. If there is one thing she taught me... If you can't love yourself, how in the hell are you going to love somebody else? We must all love ourselves. I know you cannot have the one you love, but at least let there be one love story that sees its way through. Go out there, be like Napoleon.
Sorry, I thought you meant we should marry each other because we love each other. Oh, really?
Brother... I see the way you look at Miss Granger. It is the way I have looked at you and you have looked at him.
The way a great leathery dragon looks at a virgin tied to a rock.
Forgive me, he reads too much George R. R. Martin.
Yes. Francis. Francis. You need to go to Moscow.
Hold my hat.
I will wait no longer, Lord Harlow. You have kept us here a week. You will marry her now before my husband dies or I kill him.
Mother, please
no,
calm
I cannot
down.
Have
I cannot
Jennings.
Afford...
Someone needs someone killing?
No.
Jennings.
beginning, I need to fetch your ordination certificate that you got from that Madame Arcati that means you can marry these people immediately.
Oh, yes.
And then you have to leave the house because we have fired you 7 times.
Marriage first, firing later.
You know, you look exactly like a ghost today.
Jennings, let it go.
Well, she does.
Oh, just come on.
Gaslighting
me. Probably a ghost.
Lord Harlow, if you are serious about marrying my daughter, we will do it immediately.
I am serious. Miss Granger, let us look at it this way.
Will you put that back on?
In truth, neither of us has strong feelings for the other, but we cannot live the lives we wish. Such a path is not possible for either of us.
Exactly. Just let be unhappy.
Make the best of a bad situation.
You think I have not been doing that all this time? I would not have become engaged to you, sir, if I had not given hope on the one thing that I wanted.
Yes, give up hope, yes. And we all know, just keep it down there. Come along, children, put your veil on. Let's have a lovely wedding.
Have you never found someone that you felt truly connected to?
Miss Granger,
I truly understood you.
And I fled from that feeling. I ran as far away from it as I could get. And then, when that feeling did return, I had to watch that feeling have feelings for another feeling.
Perhaps we should not be fleeing from those feelings.
Right, right, come on, wedding today, otherwise someone's going to get killed. Sit down, darling. Do you take you? Yes, Jennings, come on. We need to get this run with quickly.
Before. Why are we sitting down to get married?
Because it's an Orthodox wedding.
I'm sorry, I couldn't find Jennings, but...
Who is this handsome man who dresses extremely well? Smells of avocados.
Anthony.
My name is Anthony. I've come from Brighton bearing gifts.
Gold? Frankincense? Myrrh?
No. No, well...
Diamonds?
Well, if you take that middle one, frankincense, and sort of chop out a few of those letters, it's sort of mostly in there. See what I'm getting at?
I think I do.
Yes.
It's
Rank.
Frank.
It's Francis.
Oh.
And I am not Rank.
You tell him, brother. Jeez. How does everyone get in? It's probably Jennings letting them in, Mother.
Oh, Jennings!
Damned Orthodox churches with their 8 doors. Harlow.
Harlow, look at me. Frank is talking. Listen to Frank.
Harlow, will you go?
Pun on your own name, Harlow. You don't want to marry this woman. I do.
But I'm afraid I'm the one with all the chips at my corner of the table.
You don't like your chips.
I do not like your chips.
Put some more ketchup on them and disguise the taste.
You do not have chips on the table, sir. We have both been gambling. And I have decided... Oh, I'm losing the metaphor. I will not call your bet. Is that...
Yes, it's great.
What a fool I was to think I could forge on with this falsity. I care not for you, Miss Granger. And frankly, if you should forge a happy future with her, go ahead.
But Lord Harlow, how rich are you? Francis, how rich are you?
I have a moderate income, 400 a year. But I have big plans.
Francis, I thought... I am confused.
You need not be confused, madam. We have solved the confusion. I will explain it to you later at Sally's Saucy Sausage Shop. If you would be willing to accompany me there.
Oh, I should be very glad. I am very hungry.
My dearest... I did not believe in true love. I thought it was a fallacy, but I see now. I have never seen her so happy, Lord Harlow. Thank you for not marrying her.
Harlow. Oh, you know there might be room in the carriage for one more.
Yeah. I spent one glorious evening in your company, Anthony, and then I had to watch you fall for this man.
No. No, Harlow. It was you who left. You know, things work a little differently in Brighton.
I wonder what Anthony and Lord Harlow are talking about. It looks very intense, doesn't it?
It looks exceptionally intense.
I'm sure it's very fine.
I liked your old hair. That monk look.
I can shave the middle off again.
Will you?
You mean it?
Come back to Brighton. Live in the moment, Harlow.
Would I be a man if I do so?
Does this answer your question?
The Brighton thing.
Everybody's doing it.
I made you a tiny Nelson and a tiny Wellington as well.
The full set.
Yes.
Millicent, I love you.
I love you too.
I love you more than... Never mind the Napoleon stuff. I love you.